Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1270 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini trek called Wisdom Unplugged. This short nugget of wisdom includes an inspirational quote with a little bit of additional content for today's trek. Consider this your vitamin supplement of wisdom for today. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Sidney Modwed, and it is, "If you want to be truly successful, invest in yourself to get the knowledge you need to find your unique factor. When you find it and focus on it and persevere, your success will blossom." So today's snippet is, invest in yourself. When we speak of making a wise investment, generally our minds go to a financial investment. While that is important, the most important investment you can make is the investment into yourself. The more that you focus and improve yourself, the more successful you will become. The more successful that you become in all areas of life, the more that you'll be equipped to invest in the lives of others. The more that you're able to invest in the lives of others, the more successful they will become and in turn, help them to invest in the lives of those whom they impact. Your self-improvement will have an exponential impact on many that you do not even have a direct impact on. Your impact will cascade and impact many generations to come. So the net effect of investing in self-improvement will impact eternity. This is truly what Jesus Christ was referring to when he referenced building God's kingdom, which is our primary mission as we travel through time as temporary residents and foreigners the few short years that we occupy this earth. We, along with many others, work together in building God's kingdom, as the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 11. After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted the seeds into your heart, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It is not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid a foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. And that's a wrap for today's Wisdom Unplugged quote. If you'd like free access to my database of over 11,000 inspirational quotes, the link is available on the main page of wisdom-trek.com. And just as you enjoyed the nuggets of wisdom, encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,269 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.